Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi and our online audience tuning in all around the world. We're glad that you all could be with us as well. Our next guest is author P.C. Smith. We're going to talk in the P.C. not only about the writing of her debut novel called The Shingle Weaver's Picnic, but also what it was like for her to take readers back in time to be able to give us, though, a time that is not too different from where we're living today in 2021. And, of course, we'll let you all know what she hopes you're able to take away from the book and how to get your own copy of it. P.C., thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So, P.C., I want to talk to you about this being your first novel. How does it feel now to be able to add published author to your name?
Well, really, it's just a wonderful, nice surprise. I always loved writing as a child. In fact, I used to get myself out of all kinds of trouble by leaving some little note on my mom's pillow and that when I was younger. And then life, you know, gets hold of you. You're raising a family, and you're doing things that just keep your extra time busy. And then it just so happened that now that I'm retired and I have the time, that I just came upon this as something to do, to write a book. And it surprised me as well as everybody else.
Well, I think what is so interesting about the book, The Shingle Weaver's Picnic, is that, it, as I mentioned, you take us back in time, but ironically, though, PC, it is a time that is eerily familiar to us. Was that what you were hoping, that even though the book may have been set in the 1940s, that readers today would be able to see a bit of themselves in it?
Yes, that too. But I think what started it for me was my children and my grandchildren kept asking me, as most kids do, you know, what was life like, you know, when you were a little girl and so forth and so on. And they were just death amazed that you could get by in this world with no television, no video games, no computers, no social media. And then when they got a little bit older, above and beyond that, they found it absolutely jaw-dropping that, the medium annual income was like $950, and federal minimum wage was 30 cents, and you could buy basically a pretty nice house, family home, for under $3,000. So that's what sort of brought me around to think that maybe I should write about this, that there's a lot of interesting things that happened back then that not only my children would like, but what was it like to live in a small town during World War II? And so that sort of started me thinking about the book.
Yeah. Well, I think that is the big thing. I think for a lot of people who read the book, I think what we also see is the empowerment that can take place of a young woman. Is the main character, is it pronounced Mackie or Mackie?
In the book, she was Mackie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mackie. So in Mackie, we have an interesting character, PC, in that you give her someone with some strength, even at a time when women were not known to stand up for themselves and to really be seen. Why was that important for you to show her that way?
Well, I sort of got that from my mom, and that's how I saw her when she was young, and I spent a lot of time with my grandparents when I was small. So we talked about mom and what she would do, and of course she had to deal with, you know, three brothers, and she had to be a little stronger and a little faster on the run, and I just admired it so much in my own mother, and I thought that there's probably a lot of, you know, young women out there that have that within them, and maybe something like that would motivate them.
Yeah. And that is just one of the things I think that is eerily familiar, PC, even today. You know, women sometimes not feeling like they are seen or are not seen for more than how men choose to see them or look at them. I love that. Family is another big part of this book. Do you find that kind of came from your writing, what you know about your own family experience?
Yes, I grew up in it, a strong family, and I heard a lot from my mom about the Depression years where, you know, she had to give up her love, which was to go to college, to go home and help everybody, you know, get through all this together. And so I got sort of a better idea of the bare roots of strong family and how important they really are and how I really hope that the generations that are coming up will look to that as something that is really gets you through, you know, all kinds of things if you've got family behind you.
Yeah, such a great thing. You know, I think for people who may have thought about writing a book, PC, there's always going to be a reason why people will find not to do something. Did you have any fear initially as to if people would receive it?
Well, yes, I did. It basically started out as a personal challenge for myself. I promised myself that I would. I was taking writing lessons online, and I promised myself that I would finish it, I'd polish it up, I'd get it ready for in publishing condition, and that's as far as I promised myself. And then just about the time I got there, I reached sort of a big bump in my life where I got really, really sick. And I wasn't sure that I was going to be around long enough to face all the rigors of the query letters, of rejection, of resubmission, you know, the process that you go through with a book. So I approached publishing, and they agreed to partner with me on this to get it done. And it was really a wonderful experience to work with them. It was like sort of taking a master's class in book publishing. And so that's how it came to get published. I was still, I had a lot of people behind me saying, you can do this, you can do this. And then I figured if they think I can do it, maybe I can. So that had a lot of push too.
Well, you definitely have been able to do just that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. PC Smith is our guest today. We're discussing her debut novel, The Shingle Weaver's Picnic. So I think the other side of it is, PC, one thing that is very different is technology is such a big part of our lives. What has that been like for you to get used to, especially now that you have a book to share?
Actually, it's sort of comical because I was sort of one of those dig-your-heels-in senior citizens that says, I am not going to have a computer. That's until I figured out I couldn't do without one. And then for sure I wasn't going to have a laptop. That was ridiculous until I found out how easy it is to sit on the sofa and use your computer, your laptop, and watch the talk show. I don't think so. And I just little by little I got into the high-tech. And it's been a problem. You can see the difference between young people that have grown up with it and then a senior like me that, you know, had to learn it. But I learned it because I was doing something that I really, really wanted to do. And so, yes, now I've become sort of hip on what all that is. But it was a struggle. It really was.
Well, look, I think a lot of us look at it that way still. I think it's a necessary thing that we've learned how to kind of accept. I think there is a theme also in your book that I'm curious as to if it was intended or if it's just something that readers are picking up on, PC, and that is the inevitability of change and learning to navigate the world as it changes. Your characters have to deal with that both internally within themselves as they grow, but also as the world is changing around them. Did you know that was going to be a big part of the book, or did it just kind of evolve with the book?
Well, yes and no. I think when you get my age, you sort of have a little bit of knowledge that you gathered along the path. And I could look back at my own life and see how much change has taken place and how you go with it or you fight it or, you know, and I think it's just a part of life that everyone needs to learn, and we all have to learn how to do that in the best possible way, and it's sometimes not an easy thing.
Such a great point. So I have to ask you this question. I'm sure you've gotten this question a lot. Should we expect a book two anytime soon?
Actually, yes. I've been starting to do my drafting, and I'm looking forward to getting another book started. I'm sort of a slow getter going in it. I just can't pound it out. I'm not a Patterson. I don't have the experience, but I do love the process. And I've learned a lot with this first book. Hopefully I didn't make too many mistakes. I find it very readable. So I think I can do it a little easier and a little faster than I did this one. So I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing where you take us next. And I think that's the great thing about storytelling. You never know where the author is going to take us. Again, everyone, P.C. Smith has been our guest. The book is The Shingle Weaver's Picnic. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com. You all can get it there. And P.C., I asked you before we began the segment, if you had a website, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Yes, I do have a website. That was another thing I couldn't believe I ended up with. and it's lowercase, and it's authorpcsmith.com. And that can give you more information and tell you where you could get the book.
All right. PC, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for stopping by the show today, and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me, and you have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now, let's go make today amazing. Take care.